our heart condition stops. It blocks or it overrides everything else we do. You can fast all you want to. You can pray all night. You can do a lot of things that we consider are very spiritual. It never gains credibility before God until your heart is subject to Him.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Deep into something the Lord has been dealing with me over years. I have mentioned it briefly, but this morning I want to get into it. And I want to get into it seriously. What I'm about to share with you may hurt you, but it will make you good. Did you understand what I just said? I will step on your toes, not on purpose, but as the Lord mandates me, I want to share this word with you today. I want to speak to you today something the Lord has been impressing on my heart on the subject, my heart veto. Everybody say that with me. No, say like you mean it. My heart veto. Every human being, every single one of us sitting here, and all 8 billion of us on the face of the earth, the scripture says that we are spirit beings. We possess a soul. And the body you live in is only a covering or a suit that you live in. To put it in another way, you have a spiritual part of you and you have a physical part of you. On your physical side, you have a heart. Everybody touch your heart. You have what? A heart. On your spiritual side, you also have a heart. And the focus of this message is not your physical heart, but the spiritual heart. The one that really matters. The one that God relates to. The one that is important to Him. So let's begin with a definition. The heart is your subconscious mind. This is metaphysics. This is not Bible. Your heart is your subconscious mind. What do I mean by that? We think with our minds and we also think with our hearts. In other words, your mind processes. That is the thinking part. But your mind also stores. That is your heart. The things you process in your head for so long get stored, and once it gets stored over time, that is or that becomes your heart. This is why repetition is dangerous, because the things you repeat over time now becomes your heart. Even though the heart is formed by your mind processing stuff, it turns around and controls the mind. Are you with me today? The heart controls your motives. It controls your motivations. In that respect, it simply means that your heart controls your actions. It controls your desires. It controls every single thing you do. Did you guys just understand what I just shared with you? So your heart is that part of your mind that stores the things that are being processed each day. And it ends up controlling every part of you. So you may think one thing and do the other because your heart is the one in charge. That is why you need to be careful what you are thinking and what you are taking in each day. Many believers think that their minds are not part of their spiritual walk. I want to remind you, Romans 7:25 says, "For it is with the heart we serve the Lord." It is part of it. In fact, all the battles of life is aimed at your mind, and it focuses down into your heart. Are you here with me today? A veto is the legal power to unilaterally stop an official action. I will explain that to you. If you take the United States, there are three branches of government that rules. The president, which is called the executive, the legislature, which is both houses of Congress, and then the judiciary, which is the Supreme Court. Enshrined in the Constitution is a veto power given to the president. What does it mean? He has the ability to override certain things. So Congress, with all those 430 people, can sit down and they will come up with a law. And the law must become binding. But because of the veto power of the president, he can simply say, "I override everything you just did." Did you guys just get a picture? Your heart has the ability to veto, to override everything you do. And I want us to pay attention to our hearts. And that is why the title of my message is "My Heart Veto." Everybody say, "My heart veto." Let me get a little bit deeper into the word veto. The word veto means to say no to a vote. It is to block a decision. It is an official way of saying no. Please notice, when people vote, it is V-O-T-E. Veto is V-E, the reverse of it. In other words, whenever something is vetoed, it has the ability, in spite of the number of people who are voting for that thing, it has the ability to change it. And this morning, I want you to listen very carefully. What has my heart got to do, or what has veto got to do with my heart? Our heart's condition vetoes our actions. Say that with me, everybody. You seem subdued. Say it like you mean it. Let's say it again. My heart condition vetoes my actions. In other words, our heart condition stops. It blocks or it overrides everything else we do. You can fast all you want to. You can pray all night. You can do a lot of things that we consider are very spiritual. It never gains credibility before God until your heart is subject to Him. I have seen many believers pray. We can spend 21 days and do the things we are doing if it is not coming from a heart that is surrendered to God. We are simply wasting our time. It was a religious exercise. Please hear me and hear what I am not saying. I am not saying that praying is bad. I am not saying fasting is wrong. I am not saying that all the spiritual things we are supposed to do is wrong. I am saying that when those things that we do are not connected to our hearts that are subject to God, nothing is going to work. Write this down. Your fast is as potent as the condition of your heart. When your fasting and prayer gains potency, it is only because It is connected to a heart that is truly dead to self. There are many believers who come to church, who do things for God, but our hearts are not for Him. And today I am going to ask you to stop pointing a finger at somebody else and look at your own self. Because your heart will keep overriding. It will veto anything you do. My heart conditions vetoes any and every spiritual activity I engage in. Let me walk you through a few verses. The book of Jeremiah 17. Look with me there in the 10th verse. I'll read from the King James. And I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. What is God saying? He's saying there are things you're going to do, your ways. There are fruits. There are things you are into. But my answer will always be based on the condition of your heart. Let me read the same verse in a Message Bible. But I, God, search the heart and I examine the mind. I get to the heart of the human. I get to the root of things. I treat them as they really are, not as they pretend to be. In other words, when your heart is not connected to your fasting is a pretension. I already asked you to forgive me because the words would sound very strong and harsh, but I want us to get better. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Proverbs chapter 4, look at the 23rd verse. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it the issues of life. The Bible says your heart controls everything else that you do in life. It vetoes it. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Read with me from the screen, shall we? If you can, go. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. God is saying it is okay to search for me. It is okay for you to look for me. But it must be done from your It must be done from your Matthew chapter 15. Look at the 8th verse. Matthew 15 and verse 8. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Please notice the two things happening in the text. People are drawing near to God. Is that not a good thing? People are honoring God. Is that not a good thing? But God says, you can draw near to me. You can honor me. But as long as it does not have a heart connection, a heart that is devoted to me and me alone, your drawing near, your honoring me is a waste of time. Your heart vetoes it. So you'll find people who go to church many, many, many years and they are still the same. They ask questions like, where in the Bible has it been written that I can't drink alcohol? Where in the Bible does it say I cannot look at another woman? When you begin to function like that, it is a clear indication that you have a heart problem. Lord, I test for you, and I long to be in your presence. Oh, my soul will wait for you. Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer to the beauty of your holiness. Proverbs 23, look at the 26th verse. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. My son, give me your heart. God is not after anything but your heart. And until we release our hearts to him, there are a lot of things we are drawing near. We are honoring him. We are seeking him. And he says, you will not find me. Everything you do stems from your heart condition. I would dare say this, and this is what God told me one time. I said, Lord, give me a lot of power so that after teaching, we can perform some miracles. And he says, never ask me for anointing and power. Just ask me to keep changing your heart. Because once your heart is changed, I will do the rest of the other things. This is why people skip and go for voodoo. Just so, because they are not willing to let God take over their hearts. There are many marriages destroyed today because self is enthroned in the heart. Today, give it over to him. I said, today do what? Give it over to him. You may not know if there is a murderer in you until the opportunity presents itself. Pastor, what is that supposed to mean? When you look at the child David, when he was playing the harp, and when he was killing a giant, didn't look like someone who had the ability to take somebody's wife and kill the person? The Bible says the heart is desperately what? You don't even know your heart. How many of you agree that sometimes there are things you do and you wonder, is it me? This is why your whole Christian walk, when you pray, your prayer should be about one thing. God, change, transform my heart. Stop asking for things, because when God transforms your heart, the things will follow. And when God transforms your heart, if he has not given you something, it does not bother you. Are you here with me today? Create in me a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. You may not know that you are capable of murder. You may not know you are capable of being power drunk until you are made a leader. There are tendencies in us that goes against the will of God. And your pursuit as a believer ought to be, Lord, take over my heart and create in me a clean heart. When we grow in certain levels of error for a long time and you are not doing anything about it, it's an indication of pride. Pride. You know what you're doing is wrong, yet you gloat in it and hide behind ba 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 ba. You understand ba 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 ba, right? Speaking in tongues. I'm telling you, your heart vetoes your tongues until you come to him and say, Lord, I see the reality of who I am. Change my heart. Turn me around for your glory. Transform me. Bring me to that place where I am walking with you. You find believers who are competitive. I call it competitive jealousy. You can't be part of anything unless you are the one leading it. Where is your heart going? If you are the one preaching, that's fine. If I'm not preaching, I can't show up. I have mentees, sons and daughters, who sometimes ask me, Pastor, can you give us your advice? The Lord is leading us to go and start our church. And my first question is, what is your motivation? Is it because you don't have a platform inside the building? Check your heart. Check it. The old me, I'm telling you, some of you who fool around here, I will silence you like that. But the more I give my heart to him, sometimes you say, son, that's a distraction. You used to be like that and I'm taking you somewhere. Don't pay attention to that. Go with me. Go with me. And so my heart keeps going out to when I see people like that. We must come to that place where we own this. Musicians, why are you singing? Is it so that people can see that you are good? Sometimes I'll hear things like, oh, it is time for us to sing praises and shake ourselves. Praises is not about shaking ourselves, because the object of our praise is God. What is your motivation for coming to church? Remember, the heart controls the motives and the motivations. What is your motive? What is my motivation for standing here to preach so that people can see I can preach? That is what it is. The Bible says, I already got my reward here on earth. This is why the scripture says, someday many will come and Jesus will look at them and says, I don't know you. Why? Because he's interested in the heart, and the heart has never been given to him. If you have an addiction, you have a heart problem. Did you just hear me? Once the Lord takes over the heart, he will give you the strength to overcome that addiction. 12-step program is fine. You'll be in remission for 4 months. And you realize you are back there again. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. So the question we need to answer is, what is the heart condition that God is looking for? He's looking for a heart that lives only to reveal Christ. Let's try and give our tracts to people in the city so that they will know our church is there too. Wrong motive. Let's give them the tract so that they will come to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Correct motive. Are you with me today? I want you to put your hands on the physical heart, but thinking about your spiritual heart, and say, Lord, say with me, help me, that from today I will give my heart constantly, moment by moment, to you. What is the heart condition that God is looking for? It is the heart that says that Christ is glorified is your only motivation, not one of them. When I preach, when I give, when I sing, when I sweep, whatever it is that we're doing, when we usher, we do it because we want God to be glorified. It is the only reason, only motivation. Any other motivation, your heart still needs to be worked on. And the truth is, your heart condition must be worked on till the day you die, because the human heart is very deceptive. So whenever you step in prayer and you are praying, don't rush to say things before God, because your heart will veto the things you are saying. You must work on it first. There was a brother that I knew. The guy can sing very powerfully. One day he called me and said, Pastor, what would be your advice? Because I sense a call to be a pastor. It's a general thing I always ask. I said, what is your motivation? And he said, it's God. If you say it's God, then I have to keep quiet. I have nothing else to say. So he began his ministry. People were flocking in. And people started saying, you are so good. You are better than the other pastor. See, when the heart is not right, it receives that and says, I'm good. And God never shares his glory with no man. Until all of a sudden he began to find that things were happening in his life. And because of the public image, he has to keep covering up the private stuff. Some of us sitting here who are married, you are capable of adultery. It's just that the opportunity has not presented itself. You give that heart over to the Lord. And until you do, you are capable of anything. All of us, we are capable of anything. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. I really don't like the way my wife is behaving. This woman is full of something. Do a heart check and you realize that she's not the problem. Because there's something in your heart that makes you speak the way. Didn't the scripture says a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth what? Good things. Luke 6:45. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bring forth what? Evil things. So the more evil you bring out, that is the condition of that heart. We need to be careful because you can fast for 21 days. And when you are done, you realize you are back to square one. Why? Because your heart has vetoed the entire process. So next week, when we get to that part that says personal, I want us to spend time to cry to God to change our hearts. Are you with me? Let me ask you a question. Why did you leave the job you were in? Sometimes we give reasons like, there is somebody at that job place who doesn't like me. They are on my case. I see people laughing. Am I stepping on your toes? Why? Didn't you pray for that job? You prayed for it. And you believed the day, first day you went there, that the Lord has done a miracle. Only after a few weeks, because somebody didn't like you, all of a sudden you are walking away. What is your motivation? If your motivation is always about Christ glorified, it is the only motivation, not the money, that I went to that place because I wanted Christ to be glorified. A heart that has only one motivation, to reveal Christ, that is the heart that is being surrendered to him. Not reveal Christ a little and also reveal myself a little. The truth is, either Jesus is Lord of all or he's none at all. He does not share his place with anyone. Are you ready to do a heart check? It is destroying the church of Jesus today. Pastors who are in my shoes sometimes just are rushing just only to be called senior pastor so they will feel good. I remember I went to a place, and when I walked in there, somebody handed me a camera to take them a picture. And there was somebody else with me, and the person felt offended that, are you going to give the senior pastor a camera to take a picture? And I said, cool. Give the camera to me. Some years ago, I wouldn't take the camera. I'll tell you that. I am a senior pastor. But when the Lord works on your heart, these things don't mean anything. Because I grab the camera and later on I can use that moment to tell you about him. Raise your right hand and say this after me. Please say like you mean it. Christ is the only motivation of my heart. I pray that it will be so with all of us. So let's answer the most important question, because as soon as I'm done, we're all going to, if you feel like just coming, lying down on the pulpit, wherever you are, but we're going to pray till we close. Would that be okay for us to do so? Sometimes I've seen adults worried over our children. When will the children serve God? The truth is, we are the problem, because they realize that our hearts are not in what we are doing. And this generation, if their hearts are not into something, they don't want to what? They don't want to do it. The way you treat your wife will determine if your children will marry. Because they look at that and said, if that is how wives are supposed to be treated, the marriage is not for me, because I ain't going to take that from no man. How do I work on my heart? Number one, ask God to give you a new heart. You cannot make the heart. Only God is the one who made it, and he will give you a new one. In fact, it is our covenant right. In the book of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, he says, for this is the covenant that I will make with you, with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, and I'll put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts. And I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. So in the new covenant, God promises a new what? In the new covenant, God promises a new one. Because you can't make it. He's the one going to do it. But we must allow him to work on it. And when he's working on it, it's very difficult. The book of Deuteronomy, I think that chapter 10 or verse 11, something like that. He says, circumcise your heart. So God started with this business of the heart, not in the New Testament. It was back in the Old Testament. Your heart vetoes. Huh? You can go on 80 days fasting. God is looking at your heart. Is that heart dead to self? Is that heart ready to go up? Let me ask you, the way you treat your employer, by going to work late, by cutting corners, and you are praying for God to give you your own business. Question I want to ask you, hasn't your heart already vetoed that prayer? That is why it's not answered. It's not the demons in your mother's village. It is because your actions, it has already vetoed it. Lord, change my wife. No, Lord, change me, and she will change. Are you understanding me today? I don't want us to do this kind of fasting. I'll stop it. Tomorrow, start eating. Or right now, go home and eat. But I want us to be serious that our hearts are turned over to the Lord. What is your motive? Why are you doing what you are doing? Last point, and I'll close. How do I get to that place where I have a new heart? We said, number one, ask God. Number two, this is the prayer you need to pray. Surrender your heart to God daily and ask him to transform your heart. In the book of Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24, David says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, I know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So I really want you to be serious. If you check your heart for real, sometimes you know clearly that the things you're doing, you know how we present a picture on the outside? One of our members asked me one time, Pastor, I don't see so-and-so in church, and do you know why? I said, this is what they said. And the person said, it sounds like you don't believe it. I said, because I know when people are lying to me. I've done, this one is not the Holy Spirit, it's not discernment. I've done the work for so long that I can tell when you're lying. Have you ever been before an immigration officer and you are lying and they know? Because they've seen thousands of people after a while. So it's not Holy Spirit. It's not discernment of spirit. I just know. I can tell. And so after I answered them, I heard the Spirit of God say to me, the only reason for which the person asked you is that they want to point an accusing finger at you, that you are the problem. And I said, thank you. Would you continue to pray for me so the Lord will make me better? Now, the question they asked and the answer I added to it, the two doesn't go together. So the pastor, why are you saying that I should pray for you? I said, because it's in your heart. And that's when they said, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so God just opened your eyes to see it. Sometimes in your prayer closet, go on your knees and say, Lord, show me who I am. And it would amaze you how wretched and crooked you and I are. That sometimes we hide. It's nice. But when you do, let your heart be in sync with it. Because God is not interested in the act. He's interested in the heart. And no matter how bad, please don't take this message like, oh, we are being scolded. No. It is something I do all the time. Amen. I do it all the time. Even this morning. And many spouses, if you want to keep your home happy, this is one of the things you do. Because the Holy Spirit will come. No, don't do that. Work on it. Can you go and say sorry? Then you have to keep the ego somewhere. And say, I'm sorry. The other spouse will wonder, what is it that kicked your head? And the day they ask you, said, I have given this heart over to the Lord. And when he tells me to do something, I just do it. The secret to a transformed heart, please write it down, is an instant obedience to what the Lord is saying. The secret to a transformed heart is an instant obedience to what the Lord is saying. I want you to do a heart check. The things you're doing, is God in control of it or is just you? Some years back here in this ministry, brother asked me that, how is it that whenever we give here, you don't allow us to announce it? Because when we announce it, other people will feel motivated to do the same. I didn't give the person a cut and dry answer. Because my reason for most of the time not allowing that is that I don't want you to get into the posture of destroying your giving. Because once you start that process, it's like you're showing off already. If you want to give, let the money leave your hands. Announcing it is not an issue. But I kind of sense this person liked it. And so to teach him a lesson, I said, yeah, I'll give you a chance to announce yours. But the rest will not be announced. We were in downtown by then. And after they'd done all the announcement, people start giving the same old way I have taught you. That's when I knew the word has gotten into you. It is time to give your heart to him. Because your heart will veto everything you are doing. And when God comes down, he's not looking at your actions. He's looking at your heart. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what we talked about?
Yes.
Your heart has a legal unilateral power to stop anything that you are doing. Raise your hands if. I'm not just saying just raise your hands. Raise your hands if you have been fasting for a while, praying, but your mind cannot focus on the prayer you are praying. Anybody been there? I see people who are being honest. No, keep your hands high. I see some people who have been honest. Either the rest are not honest or they are not praying. Let me give you the other one. Every Sunday when I walk in here to share God's word, I have to do a heart check. That am I there to be condescending to people, or am I there to declare what God wants me to say? When you are given a chance to preach, do you take swipes at leadership, or you simply declare what God is giving you? Check your motives. God leads you to do something. Do you do it because He's asked you to do it with a pure heart? Or you're doing it just because. Next week I'll talk about blessed are the pure in heart. The Bible says they are the only ones who will see God. We all want to go see God. How do you maintain a pure heart? I know these are not popular things we teach in church. But here, you know we will teach it. Why are you a Sunday school teacher? You, why are you playing piano? Is it because you know how to play, or you want Christ to be revealed? My heart aches as a father to see a people who are crying to God, God, come down, do something for us. And God is saying, I am ready to do it. But you will seek me and find me if you do it. Not with part of it, but all. Christians only go to concerts because their songs appeal to their emotions. No. We show up in a concert because Christ must be revealed. Because it is about the star. Have you heard that so and so is coming? No. We bless God for so and so. And we bless God for what God is doing through them. But that is no why. We show up there. Are you guys getting the balance? I'm not saying don't go for a music festival. But I'm saying don't go there because you wanted to go see the person. And try to get an autograph. Some of our young people, you want to get into sports so you have money. Money must not become your motivation. Christ revealed must become your and because God has worked on my heart so much, I don't worry when I come to church and it's three people sitting here. In fact, one time somebody asked me, I don't see much numbers. It was another pastor. And I said, bro, you are in the book of Numbers. Me, I pass Numbers. I'm in Joshua. I'm possessing my possessions. And you are still in Numbers? So he kept asking, what goes on in your head? I said, nothing. What goes on in my head is that I have decided to give my heart to the Lord. So where He wants stuff is where I go. You can command thousands of people now and stand before God and He says, I don't know you. What matters to me is that I want to stand there and then God will put proverbially His hands on my shoulder and say, thou good and faithful servant. That matters to me. Some of you who want to go into ministry, let me advise you, if your motivation is so that you have an exposure, please, just quit it. Because you can be given all the exposure and end up becoming a devil. Make sure you are a tool in the hands of God, not your own tool. Some of you who want to go into business, today that you are in somebody's business, take the business like your own. Go to work on time. If you have to stay over a little bit, stay over a little bit. Why? Because these things affect your heart. It's not about overtime. Whether they pay you or they don't pay you overtime. How many of you pay me overtime here when you call me at 2 a.m.? But I cannot. Let's turn this heart over. Let's turn it. Can the musicians come? We're going to pray. Why do we sing when we go to church? It's so that your heart can be prepared. Why do we pray? So that our hearts can be prepared. Why do we read the word? So that our hearts can be prepared. Everything is geared towards it. We want to pray. You don't need to stand. If you want to stand, that's fine. But I don't want you to sleep. You know, when you're fasting, your body is weak, so you can easily sleep. Don't do that. Lord, I thirst for you. If you feel like just kneeling on the altar, it's fine.
To be in your presence. Oh. My soul will wait on you. Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer
to the beauty of your holiness. Lord, I test for you.
On the screen, verse 23.
Oh, Father, draw me nearer to the beauty of your holiness.
This will be our prayer, Psalms 139, the 23rd verse. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Savior, the songwriter says, I know my thoughts. God does know them. Transform me. Lift your voice in prayer. Talk to him. Talk to him. You have enough power to pray for stuff to happen, but your heart is overriding them. Let's hand it over to the Lord today. In the name of Jesus. If you are not sick in your body, the rest of us, would you please stand? And let's pray. Come on. Your hearts, oh God. in us.
Search me, O Lord, and know my heart today.
Come on, everyone.
Bless me from me. Everything and set me free.
Let's sing it again. Search me, O God, and know my heart today.
Search me.
Just come in to kneel on the altar, please feel free. It's a time of prayer. From every sin,
cleanse me from
every sin and set me free. My doctor once told me that pain in the body is an indication that something is wrong somewhere in the body. Guilt in the life of a believer is an indication that sin has not been dealt with. Sometimes the Holy Spirit pushes it to a point and we mute it. And so you walk around without any guilt. I wanted you to pray this morning and say, Lord, let me feel guilty when I am wrong. Help me not to mute it until I have dealt with my sin. You will sin, but what God wants is a constant conversion in His presence and hand it over your heart until He changes it. The more you sustain error over a long time, it is an indication of pride, and God never tolerates pride. Lift your voice and cry to the Lord. When my heart is not feeling the guilt, Lord, bring it to me, because I want to become better. I want to change. Some sins of 2023 must not be repeated in 2024. You got to get better. Talk to the Lord today. Come on, talk to Him. Hand your hearts over to Him. Talk to Him and say, Lord, come into it. Come on, talk to Him, everyone. In the name of Jesus. Come. And change us. Come Lord, let me feel conviction when I have erred against your word. Take this heart of mine and change it. Give me a heart of flesh. Take away the heart of stone. Lord, forgive my rebellious ways. And grant me the discipline to walk in your path. Change me. Change my heart. I put it at your feet. I put it at your feet. I put it at your feet. Oh, come, come, come. Come and take it, Lord. I don't want to be me again. I want to be the version that you want. People, I repent on their behalf today. I ask the Lord that you would touch them genuinely in their hearts. Dear Lord, they want to serve you, but Lord, giving of their hearts has become an issue. But today we come and say, Lord, we bring it to you. Take it, Lord. As you pray, say, Lord, reveal me to me. Come on, talk to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, reveal me to me. Ask yourself, the things you are doing, does it reflect God? No, it doesn't. And most of the time it doesn't, because we own our own hearts. Bring us to that place, mighty God. Change your hearts. Kola do rapa do nadie. Iko bedonos kapatanopia renoste. Lord, my heart is before you. Change it. I want you to be serious with it and just keep talking to him and ask him, Lord, you're believing the Lord for a child, but you mistreat other people's children. Your heart already vetoed the prayer you're praying. Speak to the Lord. Feel free if you want to come to the altar or kneel or lie down, whichever way you want to go. I just wanted to talk to him. Talk to the Lord. It's a serious matter. Don't continue in this new year in the same old attitude. He said, let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Babe fire in the moon, Babe friend ye upe, ye return wo, nyame sun sun bra. Come and be in control, Lord. over to you, Lord Jesus. Speak to the Lord. Speak to him. Baro. Shall be a prayer, not just a song.
Your feet, God, we lay it at your feet. Change your heart, so God, turn us around for thy glory. Lord, it is no more us, but it is you. Rule thou in us, rule thou in us, rule thou in us. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come on, to speak to him. It's a serious matter. You don't want your heart to keep vetoing things. You want the Lord to hear your cry. When you fast, you want the Lord to answer. When you pray, you want the Lord to answer. Your heart stands in between them. Talk to him and say, Lord, have your way.
Come on, talk to him and say, Lord, anything that is on the inside of me, the things that I do that is not like you, Lord, today I lay it at your feet. I lay it at your feet.
We give you permission. We give you permission.
Take it, Lord.
We give you permission. Yes, you can do your
turn me around for your glory.
You can do your surgical work on us.
Lord, let me be a tool in your hand that you can use.
Oh, let us live here with new hearts that are clean to you.
I want to spend a moment to pray for couples. If your wife or your husband is here, grab their hands and come to the altar. I want to just pray. Musicians, go grab yours too. If your spouses are not here, you can still come. It's okay. I wanted you to understand that there are things that look good and there are things that actually matter. What matters is that you don't go in eternity separated. Wouldn't it be nice that you be in God's presence and you see your spouse next to you? Sometimes our battles, the things we fight about, we say there is no joy in the marriage because our hearts really is about us. Sometimes Diana would do some stuff that I feel, what? What did you just do? But then it reminds me that the heart is desperately wicked. So my prayer is, Lord, change that heart as you change mine. I want you to turn and face each other. And I want you to lay your right hand over each other's shoulder and say this prayer and pray it seriously. If your spouse is not here, just put your hands on your head and say, Father, as you change me, change them. As you change them, change me. I bring their hearts before you. I lay this heart at your feet. Take it, Lord Jesus. Take it, Lord Jesus. Lift your voice in prayer. Speak to the Lord and say, Father, let their hearts chase after you. Let my heart chase after you. Let their hearts chase after you. Let my heart chase after you. Because if we are chasing after God and we are laying our hearts bare, the Lord will take. Are standing in front of you, open your eyes. If yours is not here, it's fine also. And I want you to say to each other, forgive me for the things I have done to you. Today I lay my heart before God. I am asking you to be my accountability partner. You can go back to your seats. Let's stand together, if you will, please. We're going to pray one more prayer and I'll be out of your way. Our hearts matter. Jesus in the New Testament says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your hearts. Your heart matters. Years ago, if I was invited to go to a place to preach and I will show up there, and if they introduce me as a brother, I'll get mad. Don't they know I'm a pastor? But when I began to lay my heart before the Lord, it didn't matter how I was addressed. Because my heart was gradually coming to that understanding that I'm there to reveal Christ. And whether my name is mentioned or not, it doesn't come into the equation. I am not saying don't give people their due, but I'm saying that if it was done to you, there's no recourse for anger. Sometimes we disrespect people because our hearts are not with the Lord ourselves. As I pray through this message, I want to advise you as a father of this house. Let everything you are doing be done from your heart. And hand that heart over to the Lord. Let Christ be revealed. That's what it's about. Not how good we are. Because I tell you what, when you close your eyes here on earth, the only thing that matters is that this heart was given to the Lord. Young people, look for money, but don't chase money. Chase Christ and Christ alone. Ushers, please listen to me. People may not want to sit where you want them to sit. Some will use insulting words at you. And if you look at them and compare yourself with them, based on worldly standards, they are nowhere near your pedigree. But you are there to reveal Christ. I see the countless hours that the musicians put in. The hours are so much. Times when we are all having fun and chilling, they are here practicing. Please, I beg you in Jesus' name, don't do it for the show. Don't do it to be seen. Do it because you want to reveal. But you see, we can say these things, but they will not happen until your heart has been handed over to Him. Then it becomes automatic. I really want the rest of the fast to reach heaven. Let us not allow our hearts, which are not right with God, to veto our prayers and our fast. Lay your heart before God. Everybody say, lay your heart.
Lay your heart.
This is how the process works. Next week, I will show you. You can sense that God is telling you, don't do this. Don't do that. Sometimes you weigh the options and you think that you have a right to be right. But if it's God speaking, your right is to be wrong. And say, Father, forgive me. There are times I have apologized to people, not because in principle I am wrong, but because He said so.
It's a very delicate and difficult walk. But when you make up your mind, you will. You realize that you are free. I am very free man. Sometimes I can see people are sitting there and they are fidgeting because I'm around. Because they have something in their hearts again. And I'm free inside in my head. Because the more you give your heart to the Lord, He sets you free. He sets you free. He sets you free. And if you would do that at your workplace, people may run around and talk about you, but it doesn't mean a thing. Because the only person who can destroy you is you. Not them. God will never listen to the prayer of your enemies. Never. Give Him your heart and give it to Him.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555. Or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.